Okay.
I just literally just got back to the station.
I was wondering whether you were going to make it because you said you were working today.
I've been running like crazy. So, if you look at my Foursquare, you'll see I've been everywhere.
No, I haven't looked at that. Really? Oh, yes, I know you need the defibrillator, but first I got to check into Foursquare. Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night QRM! Your hosts tonight are Barry J, Barty, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, is Apple really going to buy Waze? Really? CES starts tomorrow, and we'll watch all the coverage. And Foursquare Wars continue! All that and more on Late Night QRM! And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire, here's Barry J, Barty, and Michael! Hey, welcome everybody to Late Night QRM, show number 78 from the southwest corner of New Hampshire. I am Barry J.
And from central New York's Tug Hill Plateau, this is Barty.
And from Mercy EMS Station near the Houghton County International Airport, or whatever you want to call it, I'm Michael, the Virtual Youper.
And we're brought to you tonight by Google Hangout. We decided to try Google Hangout again because Skype is cutting out all the time.
So, well, I can tell you the bandwidth is infinitely better on this than we were doing on Skype.
Yeah, I think it's much better, and we can actually even do video, but yeah, might as well not because it's not a video show. So it just gives us more bandwidth if we turn video off. So, and I did notice that they gave the option when I started the Hangout. It gave the option to do one of those on air.
Yeah, we should start doing Hangout. That again. Then we could stream at the same time.
Yeah, so we might have to think about that. And although, you know, that means our ugly mugs will be on the air.
No, you can do just an audio stream. That's what that's what the last Disculture did.
Really?
Because their producer didn't show up, and they're like, "What are we going to do? Oh, we'll do a Hangout." And it worked fine.
And they just didn't use video?
Yeah, they just didn't use video. They just did a broadcast. Yeah. Did a broadcast with Hangout.
Huh. Okay, well, we'll have to think about doing that and see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, I'll have to read up on that because I'm not sure how that goes. I guess you have complete control on who can get in and who can't. I guess people can come in as listeners, but they don't.
Yeah.
And is there some kind of chat room available or chat? I don't know. I have to look into it. That's all new since I played with it.
Yeah, that I don't know. We still did the traditional chat for Discultured the last time, but yeah. We used Google for the audio, and it worked out really well.
Okay. I've been listening to them quite a bit. I subscribe to them. I don't get a chance to listen to them live, but yeah, it's a good podcast. I like it because you get a little bit of a different look at things going on. The Canadian perspective.
You get the Canadian perspective. And the other thing, you know, I'm going back and rediscovering all the old podcasts that I stopped listening to once I moved north and didn't have bandwidth for a while. Hmm. But holy cow, I forgot how much I liked Coverville.
Really? I've never really listened to Coverville.
If you want to get a good sample of what Coverville is all about, download the last three podcasts from the end of 2012, because he does a top 40 request.
Oh, really?
Huh. So the top 40 requested covers of the year, and it's fantastic.
Now, does he have a music license, or does he not have to because it's cover?
No, I think he's got a music license.
Okay, because
those are still all copyrighted.
Now, is he still with Mevio, or did he move on to someplace else.
I don't think he ever was with Mevio.
Oh, I thought he was a Mevio.
He's part of Frog Pants.
Oh, Frog Pants. Okay. I did not know that. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. Coverville.
Highly recommend. That's this week's retro podcast link from me. He's coming up on show 1000.
Really?
Yeah, holy two shows. He does two shows a week.
Jeez. Man, is that what he does for a living? Or does he do something else for a living?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Oh, well. That's nice. Jeez. So, not much tech news this week because CES begins tomorrow, I believe. Or
yeah, it's on the heels of the new media awards. Man, a lot of the people I listened to didn't put out a show in the last week because they're all in Vegas for the, you know, what used to be the podcast awards.
Oh, okay. So they decided to do that. Now, did they have the actual conference right before CES? Or did they just have the media awards?
I don't know if they had a conference. I know they did the media awards because Leo Laporte went out there to present them.
Yeah, that's kind
of... Did he really?
Yeah.
That's interesting because he... of course, that was all started by Todd Cochran.
Okay. The Los Angeles one?
Well, I mean, he started it and the awards and... he kept it going. Last year they almost folded, but then they got Leo to host it this year, so maybe it's going to keep going. So
I hope so. I've heard a lot of talk about it on the net, so I'm thinking it's going to keep going.
Yeah, so well, that's a good thing. I haven't heard who won or anything like that. I'm sure we'll hear later what's going on. But yeah, so CES is... going to be starting up, and of course all the new announcements, rumors are, well, I did see one thing, the first 55-inch OLED TV. I believe it was Sony that was putting one out, and it's only got a $10,000 price point.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So, and then for another article I read was that they think that the 4K TVs are going to be the big thing everybody's going to be looking at this year, and are ultra high def, as we talked about before. Personally, I don't know whether I'd be able to see 4K. I think high def is just good enough for me. And then there was a thing that my brain is dead. Samsung, sorry, Sanyo. Samsung had a weird ad out, and they were showing a TV that was vertical and transparent. And they said something about new announcement. They were going to change TVs to come from now on. And I'm thinking, well, if your idea of changing TV to a vertical TV that's transparent ain't going to sell here.
I don't know. It sounds to me like I could...
go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I can finally lay down on my couch and not tilt my head at a 90-degree angle to watch TV.
I was going to say, I remember Scotty trying to sell something in one of the Star Trek movies called Transparent Aluminum.
Yes. Yeah, but I can't see watching a TV show on a semi-transparent screen where you can see the background behind it. Uh-oh. We just lost Barty. We could be switching over to Skype very quick if Barty doesn't come back. Oh, jeez.
Well, he call in from home?
Yeah, I think he's at home.
Okay.
So, but
oh, there he is.
Did he come back? He's not back.
Well, he dropped out of Google Notes too.
Really?
But now he's back in the notes.
Okay. Let's see if he can make it back into
Hangout.
Yeah.
He should. I mean, actually, I just saw the Hangout and joined.
You know, that was the problem we had last time. It was Barty. Barty couldn't join, and then Barty dropped out a lot. Oh, there he is. He's back. Let's see if it was a bandwidth problem or it was a party problem. Well, meanwhile, so yeah, I just can't see watching a TV show with. This isn't sounding good.
Well, they have a new entry and exit tone, I hear.
Yeah. Oh, this time he's here.
What happened?
I don't know. You dropped.
No, we don't know. We didn't go anywhere. You did.
I was talking, and all of a sudden, everything went quiet. It went silent.
Yeah, you dropped out of Google Docs, too.
Yeah. Google does not like you, Barty.
No, I still got the show notes up.
Yeah, but you had gone away. You disappeared from both, because it showed that you dropped out of Google Notes as well.
I don't remember ever getting into Google Notes.
I'm Google Docs, I mean.
I don't. No, I never signed into that.
You're in.
You're in.
We got a little square. Just happened transparency when I connected to Barry, or when I called up the show notes, one or the other.
The show notes. That's Google Docs.
Show notes. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's been up the whole time.
Oh. Yeah, but you did drop out and come back, even if you don't know it.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Yeah, you dropped. I think this is the reason why we didn't use Hangout before, because it was a problem with Barty. Google does not like Barty.
Well, this is a different machine. The machine I was using then was an iMac, and I'm on my MacBook Pro here.
It doesn't matter. Google does not like you.
No.
I guess you're right. I'm too tied into the Apple ecosphere.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how well. You know, if you drop out again a couple more times, we'll switch over to Skype again. But we were still talking about the transparent.
No, if I drop out again, just go on without me.
We were talking about the transparent TV.
So. Yeah, and I was making some joke about Scotty trying to sell transparent aluminum in one of the Star Trek movies.
Yeah, right. We got that part. Yeah. So, but can you imagine watching TV on a transparent, you know, one of your shows on a transparent TV? I don't want to see the back of what's behind the TV. While I'm watching TV, I mean, I don't know. That's
well, maybe if the show's on, it won't be transparent. Only be transparent when it's off.
Maybe.
Which means you'd be walking into it.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I don't know. But, yeah, so I don't know what else is coming in CES. It's been quiet. There hasn't been a lot of talk, so we'll find. I guess, of course, let's see. The CNET guys are down there. The Revision 3 guys are down there. Twit's down there. Well, they're part of Revision 3. Callie Lewis and company are down there. Oh, and Todd Cochran has got his parade of people down there. So there's going to be more coverage than should be allowed on CES.
Yeah. So. Most of which I tend to ignore.
Yeah, most of it's dumb little stuff.
Well, a lot of it's interesting, but it's things that are like companies might release, you know, or could release, and very little of what you see will actually be released.
Yeah.
It gives a rat.
That's true, because I'm still waiting for a lot of the stuff that they announced last year to come out.
Well, the year before, for that matter.
That's true.
So, as far as I'm concerned, you could take everything from CES and just flush it, because if it doesn't show up on the shelves somewhere, it's rather immaterial.
Yeah. I'd rather them cover the auto show, because at least you see those.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, on Facebook, I posted the other day something that I saw. I shared it on Facebook. Somebody had posted a picture of the DeLorean with the time machine settings, and it was set to January 4th, 2013, as when Marty McFly went back to the future. And apparently, this is a hoax.
Again.
Yeah, again. Michael's right. Yes. I mean, this is, what, the second or third time they've done this?
Yeah.
So it's actually, the actual date, as Michael found out, was the actual date is 10/21/2015. So we're 2 years away from, two years away from that actually coming true. But, that caused a little bit of a stir on there. But, but I got to say, it was a damn good Photoshop job.
Yeah, really.
Because I was looking at it pretty close, and I'm like, boy, I can't tell.
Well, you know, Nixie tubes are pretty easy to duplicate, you know?
I guess so. Yeah, it's but yeah, because you know, I saw the actual, the real one against that one. I'm like, damn.
Is that for
so,
business?
So.
Oh, no.
That was Barty again.
Yep, it was.
No, let's see if he comes back.
We have to ask him if he gets the ding of death.
That's true. I wonder.
Remember the ding of death?
Yeah. You get that ding.
And you'd get this little note saying, "We're having troubles with the server."
Wow.
No! Yeah.
Why is it only Barty? He joined the Hangout again. Maybe he's not doing anything. He's just dropping.
He's got something going on with his router.
Yeah, that could be. So anyway, but I got to admit, when I was typing the show notes in, and I said, "Where's my hoverboard?" and I spelled it as two words, hover and board.
Yeah.
And Google Docs corrected me and said, "No, it's one word." And I'm like, "There is no such thing as a hoverboard."
Yet
it's correcting my spelling.
Facebook transcends the time space continuum.
Jeez. Yeah, that's incredible. So anyway. So Barty disappeared again. Let's see if he gets back. So the other news that happened this week was Current TV, the cable channel owned by Al Gore.
Yeah.
Is now owned by another Al.
Yeah, the other Al.
The other Al. Al Jazeera. For supposedly $500 million was the sale price, of which Al Gore gets $100 million. And really, is Current the people that have... well, we have 2.3 listeners to our podcast.
Yeah.
They have 1.2.
Ah. So we know what you need to ask for this podcast.
That's right. Al Jazeera, we're for sale. If you want to get into the podcast arena, we're for sale. We won't take anything under $400 million.
You're right.
But yeah, it was interesting that Al Gore made a deal with them, because of course they're they are owned pretty much by the small nation of, I've heard this pronounced several different ways. I've heard gutter, I've heard Qatar. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, although I did like on Fox News, Greg, I can't think of his last name right now, but he says, well, if they get it and they rename it, they should rename it Air Qatar. Needless to say, Current's going away, and it's going to be Al Jazeera America is what they're going to call it.
Let's see here. Headline. Time Warner Cable drops Current TV upon sale to Al Jazeera.
I'm sure they're not going to be the only ones.
Yeah.
And so that's... and the other funny thing about this is Al Gore, Mr. Green, doesn't realize that Gutter, or Qatar, however you want to say it, they're, of course, chief business, and where they get all their money from is big oil!
Yep.
So Al Gore is getting rich on big oil! How's your carbon footprint now, Al? So, kind of fun. So, we'll see what happens. So, engineers have petitioned the White House to produce a real Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, I missed that one. Where did you see that?
Glad you asked, because I have a link here, and frankly, I'm stalling for time because I forget where I read it.
I see.
It was
Mashable. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. They've actually got one of the models of the Enterprise, the next generation Enterprise there. I think that would be cool, and I think that's something we should start thinking about doing and spending some money doing it, because if you know, right now we're not doing anything whatsoever to do something like that, and you got to start somewhere. You know, you've got to start experimenting, seeing what you can and can't do. Put something out there, even if it's going back and forth to the moon or something like that, or maybe to Mars, because you're not going to reach the speed you obviously that they can reach. But you got to start somewhere, and we got to go a little further than the ISS. Because frankly, that's it's not that cool looking. So we'll see what happens. Of course, there was another group that went on the White House and started a petition to have NASA build a Death Star. Boy, you type awful loud.
Well, I'm sorry.
Are you using the
well, at the station house, they didn't bring the mixer board.
Okay.
Type. Type. Well, you know what? Actually, I've got another MacBook here. Let me open that up too.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about Coverville already. Boy, we're running out of topics already.
Oh, I'm sure we could wing it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't freestyled in a while, so.
Now, what's this going on? The Four Square Wars, 557. You got up to 557. How can you get up to 557? It resets every week.
That's true.
You can't make 557.
Yes, I can. I have been.
How do you do that? You got to have multiple points coming in on per check-in.
Well, you know, once you're mayor of a spot, you get at least 3 points every time you check in for that day.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been driving back and forth for the kids and vehicles and all this other stuff, I've been, and then, you know, I drove down to, well, that doesn't count because Illinois, I was back on New Year's Eve. But I have been back and forth to the school, and I keep taking different routes so I can keep checking into the different tourists. Locations as they go by, and then today, as you said, no, I did not stop before. I didn't hold off on a defib before I checked in on Foursquare. But you know, as we're driving down I went to Marquette and back this morning before my family was even awake.
Jeez.
So I was checking into places on the way down. I checked into the ER 3 times today.
All right, now, you know, so, at least you actually move.
You know what actually. Well, yeah, you know, what triggered all of this is there was one day I was trying to catch up with Josh's significant other there, his lovely wife.
We'll call her Debbie.
Debbie. Okay, every time I started to catch up with her, all of a sudden, she'd be 10, 15 points ahead of me again.
Yes, she does that.
And, you know, she does that. And she checks into a perimeter where I'm sure she hasn't left the house.
Oh, she can rack up 400 points just from check-ins to her house alone. She's got somebody. She's got every inch of her place covered in a Facebook check-in.
So, yeah. So after that, I said, okay, the gloves are off. I'm still following the rules that I follow, but I everything that I could drive through legitimately and check in, yeah, or put my foot on and check in, I've been doing this last week. I know I won't be able to keep this pace up forever, but I want to see how high I can rack those points up.
I think Debbie has a check-in for every key on her keyboard.
Wow.
Yes, and she even took a break for a while to let us catch up, quote unquote. Yeah, good luck her trying to catch up. Well, I don't know. She could probably do 557 without even moving out of the living room.
Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Good old.
You see that?
Oh, is that a MacBook Air?
No, it's not. It's a 13-inch Pro.
Oh, it's a Pro. Very nice.
You remember that one I told you about that was for sale in Copper Harbor?
Yes.
My day job bought it, so.
Oh, really?
I'm loading the tools on it while I'm here at the station house because we got the, you know, 30 gig download.
Yeah. Very good. Cool.
So, I'll, it's here. Am I still loud typing here?
Not as loud.
Okay.
It's just if you're using the internal microphone on the on the other MacBook, you know, the keyboard's right next to it. So, all you hear is...
Yeah, what I should have done is called in on Hangout on the 13-inch and use my 15-inch as my main screen. But yeah, I'm loading all the development tools on it before I send it down to the main office.
Well, I need to seriously start looking for a replacement because my wife was using mine. She was getting ready to do her podcast, and I said, "Oh, I need to jump on there and check something." So I jumped on through the network, and Oh my God, it just crawled to a halt. There was two of us logged on to it. It just like could not take that, you know. Yeah. So and again, I do blame the web browsers and well, the content of the web browsers. They just seem to consume all memory. So really, it looks like you need 8 gig. You need 8 gig of memory if you want to stay productive.
Well, yeah, this, especially if you're going to run virtual memory or virtual, you know, virtual OS.
Yeah,
You need 8 gig. Definitely. This 13.3 has got 4 gig in it, mm-hmm. and it's actually pretty darn snappy.
Okay,
but it's got a slower processor than my 15-inch.
Huh.
That's but true. the RAM is faster.
Okay.
And apparently that makes a big difference. The RAM on my 15-inch MacBook is 1067 megahertz. And the RAM on this 13.3, which is a smaller screen, which I think also affects.
Yeah.
You know, it's not having as much video to update. The RAM on the 13.3 is 1333 megahertz.
Huh. Wow. Now, can you upgrade the memory in that, or is you're stuck with what you got?
On my 15-inch?
No, on the Air.
Oh, no, yeah. No, it's not an Air. It's a Pro.
A MacBook Pro. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a Pro. So yeah, it's fully upgradable.
Okay.
My friend who sold it to me, actually, she got an Air. Because she's traveling overseas, and she didn't want to lug around a Pro for 4 months. Hmm. So I used Time Machine. Oh, I love that product.
Yeah.
And transferred all of her pertinent files. Now, the only downside of this, the first time I run into a glitch, but it actually is easy to deal with, is that so she had a 13.3 Pro that was fairly new with a 320 gig drive in it. Mm-hmm. And she bought an Air with 128 gig drive in it. Normally, when you go from old to new, you go to a bigger drive, and the migration goes very smoothly.
Yes,
we had to make some decisions about what went and what didn't go.
Mm. Did she buy an external hard drive to carry with?
She didn't. No, she didn't have one. And again, we're in Copper Harbor. It's not like you run down to the general store and pull a hard drive off the shelf next to the Campbell's soup. So. I went digging through my box of boxed hard drives, and I pulled out the 360 gig that I had that I pulled out of my wife's MacBook mm-hmm. when I upgraded her to a terabyte. So we dumped her MacBook Pro using Time Machine to my wife's old hard drive, and then we used Migration Assistant to import the stuff that she needed. And this way she's keeping a full Time Machine backup of her original drive back here in the States case the MacBook Air doesn't make it home. Which I think there's a good chance that, you know, she's going to some pretty far away places here, so the risk factors are high.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I definitely got to start looking into replacing this thing, mine, on this end. But that brings me to another story, which isn't in the show notes. But
what?
I love, and I'm going to say their name, I love Cigna, my insurance company. My health insurance company. I will say this because of the incident that happened. Every few years, I'm on an insulin pump, and every few years, it's time to get a new one because they go out of warranty. And well, it's a medical device, so you don't want to, you need to replace them. You don't want them to go bad on you. So, the people that manufacture the insulin pump. Called me and said, it's time for you to get a new insulin pump. And this was at the beginning of December. And I said, well, good, because I think I've already basically maxed out on my deductions on my insurance. So now would be a good time to purchase one, because that way I won't have to pay a deduction on it. And they said, that's a very good idea. So they hurry up and get everything in, and they're waiting to hear from the insurance company, and waiting to hear from the insurance company, and waiting to hear from the insurance company, and the insurance company finally approved it. Now, they approved it on December 27th, and I may have to have an argument with them about this. But from what they say is... the calendar year that the payment gets done is based on when the pump is actually sent out to you from the company, and not from when they approved it. And, of course, they waited to the very end of the year, even though we had all the paperwork and everything in there at the beginning of December. And, of course, it was the end of the year and holidays, and my pump got sent to me on January 2nd. Now, why does that upset me? Because if it was last year, I would not have to pay anything. It would be totally covered because I had already maxed out on my deductions.
Right.
Well, since it's January 2nd... my contribution, deductible contribution, is $2,000.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, and that pretty much wipes out my flexible spending account on the first day I get it. Because, yes, Obamacare took flexible spending account and went from $5,000 down to $2,500 this year. So, pretty much that's going to... I'm going to have $500 left. I'm going to go through my flexible account before March by the time I get done this. Now, the pump manufacturing company said, well, on the good side, you'll be almost through with your deductions for this year. I said, yeah, thank you. I still got to shell it out at the beginning of the year. So, yeah. And saying this, and I know that, but, you know, back in the day when I had Harvard Pilgrim and it was an HMO, I didn't pay anything for my pump. Yeah, I paid a little more for being in an HMO, which I gladly do because that's nicely spaced out and, you know, from paycheck to paycheck and everything. But, my pump was fully covered under those plans. And I just ordered one and it showed up. So, yeah, am I happy about this? No, not one bit. So, and I'm looking so much forward to what's yet to come this year with healthcare. So, anyway, so I saw your picture up on Google Plus.
Yeah, I'm making a concerted effort to make the full switch. I'm still posting some stuff up on Facebook.
But... You you're more active on Google Plus now than you are on Facebook, and I think I'm going to be doing the same thing. My problem is that I still got a bunch of old friends that are still on Facebook, and
well, that's my problem too.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to get, but more and more of my friends that are still on Facebook are getting fed up with Facebook.
Yeah, I'm thinking about posting first on Google Plus and then just posting a link on Facebook to Google Plus.
There you go.
To see if I can get them to come over.
Yeah.
That might be a way to work this because, I'm tired of Facebook myself. It's you know, it's incredible what you have. I guess you do have control, but not like you have control on Google Plus because Google Plus is very easy to go in. Actually, Google Plus is real easy to control who sees the stuff and who doesn't.
Right.
And Facebook, you've got to loop and go through 15 different very confusing menus and whatnot just to get down to something, and then it's worded oddly, so you're not sure whether you're turning off or on privacy on. You know, it's incredible. So
and, you know, and most people don't realize it in Facebook, but unless you get your privacy settings set correctly, mm-hmm. if somebody sends you a friend invite,
yeah.
Even if you don't answer that, if you just ignore it,
yeah.
As soon as they send that friend invite, they will now start seeing all of your posts.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Because I know that from experience, because I have sent friend invites to friends that, you know, people sometimes take days, weeks, months before they respond to your friend request.
Yeah.
But as soon as I send the request, I start see what's I see immediately what they're up to, including past posts.
Hmm.
Well, and I think most people don't realize that.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm pretty much done with Facebook as the primary source. I'm definitely moving over to Google Plus more like you are. And I noticed, I guess your last update to Google Plus, you were playing darts at the. At the brewery, or was it
at the Brickside Brewery? But actually, that wasn't the last one. The last one you should look at from Friday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. I need to go to friends.
Yes. Be January 4th.
Yeah, I just gotta find friends. Circles like this. Mm-hmm. Get to, oh no, I can go up. Oh, family, friends, there they are. There it is. And there's you, so I'll pick you. I don't usually do Google Plus on the regular computer, so that's what I gotta get used to. Is this the winning goal? The call lights? What the heck is this?
If you expand that picture,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, the wiring for this goal light is totally legit.
I'm double clicking on it now, and it disappeared. I guess I'm using too much bandwidth.
No. Well, the first thing you'll notice is apparently that piece of conduit for the gold judge was hit by the Zamboni, and it is zip tied to that pillar. And the top of it is snapped out of the bulb housing, the 4x4 box up there, and it's just insulated wires coming out of the end of the jagged conduit pipe.
I see. Up.
And then if you look at it, you can actually see the wire nuts inside the 4x4 box where it got snapped out of.
Ah, that's too much. Yeah. Talk about jury.
I guess the only appropriate thing is where this line judge or the gold judge stands is right next to where the paramedics are stationed. So when he gets electrocuted, at least we'll be right there.
So when he wants to make the horns and the lights go off, he actually has to take two bare wires and put them together?
No, there's a switch down there. But
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does look like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's actually an internal phone system, so the two gold judges can talk to each other.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. That's a funny picture.
But yeah, that was the picture from Friday night. My son, actually, you can almost see him through that netting. If you're looking past that, you can see the band sitting back there, and he was playing for the band that cheered
I see him.
The hockey people on.
Yeah. That's funny.
All the people listening at home can't see this. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, just
join Google Plus, and we'll
go to
pass
Google Plus.
These.
Friend. Well, what do you call it on Google Plus? Do you friend? Yeah, I guess you friend Michael.
Virtual Youper. Virtual Youper.
Virtual Youper. Okay.
Make for Virtual Youper. Yes.
Okay. Do you have an account for Virtual Youper?
Well, actually, no, I don't. Well, that's this one because that's my. That's what it's got my real name, but it's also got Virtual Youper on it. I don't know. I've never tried searching.
Yeah, because when this first started up, you couldn't.
You couldn't have an alias.
Yeah. Right? So I don't know whether that's changed or not now. Because a lot of people complained about that because it's like, well, listen, everybody, especially all the popular people, everybody knows me by my alias. It's a well-known alias. This is what I go by on the internet. They don't know me by my real name.
Like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
They kicked Darth Vader off of Google Plus early on. That was not a good geek move there.
Yeah, so.
That was a lack of understanding of the geek universe.
That's true. Oh, jeez.
You know. They kicked off Yoda, they kicked off Darth Vader, and Emperor Palpatine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, Google, you're getting a little too big for your bridges.
That was a while ago. I don't know if they've let them back in. I haven't searched for them.
Yeah, I'd be careful. The Death Star will come your way.
So anyhow, so now that I diverted us on the goal,
the Dart League.
The Dart League, yeah, that was. We probably hit 30% of the town there. Of course, there's not a lot else to do on Thursday night, but. I mean, there's no kiddie here or anything. Just everybody signed up for darts, and it's just like a European pub. I mean, it's
that's cool.
Very fun atmosphere, good beer, metal tip darts, but they're all going, "Oh, it's okay. We got a paramedic standing by." Like, yeah, thanks a lot. You actually have to run. Well, you have to go the gauntlet to go from the bar area to the bathroom. You have to go through the line of fire of both dart boards.
Really.
Yeah.
There's a challenge, see?
Yes.
Well, and Dart League, because you don't have a bowling alley.
No, we don't have a bowling alley. That's true.
So you can't have a bowling league. So, but that's kind of neat. It looked like fun. Your picture was nice.
Oh, we had a blast. We're all going, why didn't we do this earlier?
Yeah. So...
No, that's going to be an every Thursday night thing. I think I'll probably bring my my Sony mini disc and do some.
Oh, that would be cool.
Some live recordings from that. Yeah,
do some virtual Uper or Upercast stuff.
Yeah.
So, hey, by the way, I really enjoyed that new Uper or virtual Uper that you put out last week. Just getting on your case.
I'm working on it.
Hey, I know you're very busy, especially this week. You've been probably called in for some work there.
And I've been trying to get some vehicles running again.
Oh, yeah. Any news on your truck?
I got the truck back. I've got a difference of opinion at the garage about some things, but I won't. The long and short of it is the garage said the batteries were bad. And I'm like, well, the batteries are bad because it was overcharged. But... that may, in fact, been bad batteries. Mm. But with the new batteries in there, they're still floating at 15.01 volts, which is too high for a lead-acid battery as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But they're saying it charges that high because the batteries are cold and there's temperature sensors on the batteries. And as soon as the batteries start to warm up, then it starts backing off on the charge voltage.
Really? I would test that out.
Well, I'm going to contact Dodge directly about it.
Okay.
I do trust the mechanic that told me this.
Okay.
And I still had, they were the original batteries from when we bought the truck, so they were 8 years old.
Mm. Yeah, that's a diesel, long time for a battery.
Yeah, especially for diesel batteries. They get worked pretty hard.
Boy, that's ancient battery life.
But now the Jeep's in there getting a new radiator, a new water pump, back brakes. I think there's more on the list.
Yeah. We have to make a decision here coming soon whether we're going to buy the RAV4 or turn it in for another vehicle.
That's right. She's got that on contract, doesn't she?
We leased that. But she loves her RAV4, so I have a feeling we're going to be going the purchase route. So I don't know what that's going to cost me. I'm sure it's not quite the same deal as the leases, but... hopefully the payments won't be that much different. So it is a nice vehicle, though. She loves it. It's nice and safe in the snow. She had an all-wheel drive before in the snow, and she thought that drove nicely. But the RAV4 with the four-wheel drive, but it actually has sensors, and it just puts the four-wheel drive in when you need it. And it turns it off when you don't need it. And that seems to be a much better solution to the snow and everything. And she likes it. And it's a lot easier on the gas price, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not running all four wheels all the time. So she feels very safe in it, so that's a good thing. So we'll probably keep it for a few more years, run it into the ground, whatever. But... So that'll be coming up in March. We'll be doing that. Boy, I had a very slow week. I did get called into work. I was off all week.
No. Oh.
But I did get called into work on Friday, and a bunch of us did, and then had the weekend off because we solved the problem. But tomorrow's my first day, my first official day back since December 20th. So I don't know. I kind of get used to having all this time off.
Yeah, Friday I did take the afternoon off to help a friend. I had a couple of things going on, including migrating this MacBook we were talking about. A friend of mine's called me up and said, "Yeah, we're moving a pool table on Friday," and I'm like,
"Oh, geez.
Gotta wash my hair."
Yeah, really. Yeah, pool.
And like, and when my other friends were like, "Oh, Mike, you got too much going on. Don't worry about it." I'm like, "No, wait a minute. How many people are doing this? Oh, we got so and so, so and so, and so and so." I was like, "Nah, I think I better show up." So there were four of us. It's the vintage on this thing. They don't know exactly when it was made, but it was between 1890 and 1905.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Is it slate? Yeah. Was it a slate?
It's one? Slate.
Oh man!
Each of those slates had it unbolted into three pieces. The slate part did.
Really?
But I got an education on how to disassemble or how they go together.
Hmm.
But this was in a men's club, as in a hangout type bar in Eagle River.
Yeah.
And gosh, the man cave of man caves. This place is incredible. The guy bought like this old general store, and this building late 1800s vintage.
Wow.
And he just decorated like an old saloon.
Jeez.
I'd heard about the place, but I'd never really had a chance to go hang out there. And now a guy from Japan has bought it.
Really? What's he going to do with it?
Come up and visit once in a while, I guess. But he lives in Japan.
That's a long way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he owns another house in that town, too.
Wow.
But that's the county seat of the county I live in, but it's 22 miles from my house. It's a ways away.
Oh.
But so, anyhow, yeah, we took this thing apart. The slate came apart into three pieces. Each of those three pieces had to weigh about 300 pounds.
Jeez. Wow. And you got to be careful with them because slate will crack.
Oh, yeah. Well, the slate was bolted. Each of the they were bolted down the wooden bases underneath them. We kept them bolted to the wood to protect them. But I learned how to take the sidebars off and how the felt came off and how that was all done. And then went and bolted the slate. And it's not a straight shot out. And, of course, we're walking through snow and ice and everything. And you get to the trailer. And then we're left with the base part that all this sits on, which was still, it was all one piece. I mean, they would not have come apart easily. And I looked at this 4x8 trailer that they were using to haul everything else, and I looked at this 4.5x9 base.
Hmm.
And I looked at the 4x8 trailer again, and I felt like it was in an episode of Alice's Restaurant, the song. And I said, give me a tape measure. And I happened to, since my Jeep is not functioning, I had just gotten my wife's truck back.
Yeah.
And I measured the inside bed of her truck. And I told him, I said, well, if you got some old couch cushions and can lift this thing up just a couple of inches, it's going to clear the wheel wells. And it did.
Wow.
So does the entire pool table base fit in my wife's truck's pickup bed? I had to leave the tailgate down until we got it to where we were going. But
Right.
But
it's probably not going to slide out. It's
oh no! It wasn't going to go anywhere. Yeah. It didn't move an inch, actually.
Wow. Jeez.
But the advantage of having a 6-passenger truck with an 8-foot bed on it.
Yes, I had an 8-foot bed. So much better than a 6-foot bed.
Yes.
It's amazing what 2 feet will do for you.
Yes, and I have a cap on it.
Yeah.
So you can keep things pretty clean that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss my truck. That's one thing I do. It was a lousy commuter vehicle, but I loved it for everything else. And I had a cap on mine, too. And I even actually went camping in it once. Put an old futon in the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, had a top on it. And they had sliding and screened-in windows.
Yep.
So, and it actually rained overnight. Didn't get wet. Nice and comfortable on the futon, and
yep.
It was nice. It was a nice vehicle. I miss my truck greatly, but I can't afford a third vehicle, so just to have. Yeah, so. Oh, well. Someday. Someday they'll get smart with pickup trucks, too, and make them fuel efficient.
Well, this one's not too bad. You know, considering it's four-wheel drive and six-passenger and it's three-quarter-ton Cummins diesel, mm-hmm. I get 26, 28 in the summer on the highway. Now, in the winter, I get down to about 24 or 25. Yeah. But that's still not bad. I mean, it's no, it's not a hybrid. No. But, you know, considering how big that thing is, it's extremely usable and doesn't do too bad in the fuel economy.
It's nice, but you wouldn't want to commute 50 miles one way in it every day.
No, but we do. I mean, it's
you almost, have to.
Well, it's 75 miles round trip every time we go to the school with the kids in it.
Wow.
And it gets better fuel economy than my Jeep does.
Hmm.
My Jeep gets about 24 on a good day.
Wow. Okay.
24 and 26 sometimes, but the truck actually does better. Although the truck costs a little more per gallon because of the diesel.
Yeah. But, that's true. I forgot. You're the school bus, too.
Yep. Yeah. Well, they take the school bus, but if they have any extracurricular activities at all, the bus doesn't take that into account.
Right. Right.
I'm still driving 5 to 6 times a week.
Jeez.
Sometimes twice a day.
Wow.
And just to school and back is 70 miles round trip.
Wow.
And then if it's the town, the main town, that's 100 miles round trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a, I don't live out in the woods quite as much as you do.
You know, when I drove to work this morning, I've brought this up before, but it's from my house to the office here at the EMS station is about 44 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see a single car or even any tracks in the snow until I got within 10 miles of this place.
And yet you still can rack up 557 points.
Lots of tourist attractions to see.
Four square.
Well, what I'm discovering actually is, you know, there are so many tourists that are up here.
Yeah.
They literally do go, hey, this is my camping spot. I'm going to put a four square marker here. So I'm discovering these things and checking in.
Ah, okay. I see what you're doing. Yeah, I could see that.
It's working.
Hmm. So. Well, I did get to play a little bit with amateur radio in the past couple of weeks. Not much, but I did get to play a little bit. And after, of course, I fixed my antenna from
mm-hmm.
the dreaded snow blower debacle.
Sorry for laughing, but I understand.
And I got that back yesterday to the tune of $200 and some. Because pretty much all the bushings had to be replaced. but luckily the transmission was still in good shape, the transaxle box, so yeah, I was mm-hmm. worried about that too. As a matter of fact, the way it popped out of the side bushing, the first thing I did was unbolt that bushing. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get the thing back in, slide it back in, but I just unbolted one half of it just so to relieve the pressure on the rod, that the auger rod, so
yeah,
just so it wouldn't have that pressure on it all the time. But yeah, but it's back, and the antenna's back up on the air. So I've been doing a little JT65, and I didn't realize, and I'm going to put this down in the calendar tonight, actually, for next year. But this week, and it's always the first weekend in January, is the RTTY Roundup. Which is RTTY, which is teletype, but it's actually all digital modes now. And
uh-huh.
It's a contest, but it's I was listening to a lot of it because it was a good time to see how people get on and chat. So I was looking at RTTY for the first time, and I was also looking at some PSK32. 31.
Oh, okay.
31.
I'm behind, I guess.
Oh, you haven't heard about PSK 32? It's the latest thing. It's one more than PSK.
One better.
But so I was watching that for a while, and I said, "Ah, oh, man, I'm like right smack in the middle of it. If I would have known about it, I would have figured out some time to actually join in on that." And I guess you can join in. I don't know whether those contests are like field day contests where some people just go out to use it as an excuse to go camping, and then they make like five contacts and say they participated in field day. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can always join in because you become another station for them to work, if nothing else.
Right, right. So, I think it's over now. Yeah, in fact, it's just over now. I am definitely going to do that next year, I think, because it looked like fun. And you can also get, if you're a paper chaser, as I like to call for the awards and stuff like that, you can, it's a good time to go and grab those places that you don't see very often. So, but I've been having fun with this. Now, I designed my QSL card.
I saw that. That's pretty sharp.
Yeah, so I'm going to print my own, I believe. I think that'll be a cheaper way to do it. Plus, I was also able to upload that one as a electronic QSL card on hrdlog.net, which if you people make contacts there and they QSL through that, you can just download and print their QSL cards with your contact information and everything on the card. So it's pretty neat. I like this because since stamps cost so much now, it can get expensive sending USL cards.
Well, now that I've gotten through Christmas, I've got some funds that I can dedicate towards getting the rest of my antennas up in the air. So I'm looking forward to getting the beam up. But before I put the beam up, I had to get a dual band antenna to put up on top of the mast.
Yes.
Before I push it all up in the air.
Right.
So I can now make all that happen. And sometime after, the Jeep should be back sometime next week. Okay. And I have to make a trip down to Wisconsin for business. And I'll be driving right by the candy store, the main candy store.
Actually,
the Milwaukee candy store.
Oh, that's not HRO, huh? It's
no, there is no there. There's no HRO in Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's AES.
Yes.
Now, HRO actually is one of my favorites.
Right.
But since I'm going to be actually driving by and a spool of coax is one of the things I need, I can save myself some shipping costs there.
Okay. Yeah. I've discovered the Wireman, and I think the next time I need coax, I'm going to go to the Wireman.
Yeah, I've dealt with him too, or them anyhow.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about him.
Yeah, I've had very good luck with the Wireman. Thanks for reminding me about that. I should check into that.
Yeah, because his prices are good, and you know, I went and made that. Well, I had two purposes of going to HRO a couple of weeks ago. One, because I wanted to get my antenna back on the air as soon as possible.
Right.
And two, Josh had never been to a candy store before, so I decided to see if he was available. And he was. And he got to go in and take a look.
And see a $10,000 radio.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool radio. But, you know, I just wanted to keep his interest going. And he was asking some of the people questions and stuff, so that's good. And we'll get him licensed. He actually found out there's some classes in a nearby town here that are, he really would like to take a class. And because he says it kind of forces him to do it, and he learns better, you know, and there's people there to ask questions. I said, yeah, that's probably good. So I know he took down all the information. We'll have to bug him about signing up for that class so we can get him on the air. Because I'm thinking, you're kind of far away for field day. I was thinking maybe doing something for field day. And
no, I think that'd be a good excuse to come out there.
Okay.
Are you talking about coming out here?
Well, either way, actually, that might not be a bad idea because, man, you've got the ground. You got the ground plane, the perfect ground plane there. Lake Superior.
In a rather rare location.
Yeah. That's true.
Take a look at EN67 sometime.
Ah. Hmm. Okay.
The grid square is 97% Lake Superior.
Wow.
So about 3% of it is land.
Okay. I think we need to start working on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This might be a thing. And then the other thing I was thinking about, of course, Dayton happens in May every year. And I have never been to Dayton. And supposedly you have to make at least one pilgrimage there in your lifetime. And I was thinking, wow, you know, that's probably about halfway in between for both of us.
You think so?
You'd probably be closer. Do you think it's closer to you?
I think it's closer to you.
You think it's closer to me?
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to come pretty far west to hit Ohio.
I'm looking it up now.
Down and west.
Let's see here. Oh, I've got this. I'm on the Google Hangouts window. That's not going to work. Okay, Google Maps. And get directions from Copper Harbor. Boy, one thing about Hangout, it really does chew up the bandwidth on this computer.
We'll see how far. You have to come down north considerably. But I thought, you've probably got a ways to go. Because you're further north than we are.
I've driven by it. That's why I know it's a haul. Okay. So I'm getting directions now. Oh, what? Dayton, Ohio. No.
Where's that, South Africa?
No, that's an Apple Maps thing.
Oh. Oh, that's something was on the list we didn't talk about.
Well, maybe it is halfway.
I'm just guesstimating that's probably about the halfway mark. I didn't say it was going to be a short ride. I bet you it's about halfway between the two of us. Or at least we got to travel the same distance to get there.
It is 761 miles for me.
For you?
Yeah. 12 hours and 38 minutes.
Okay, let me see. Now, I'll do the same thing. And yes, my machine is being very slow, too. Are you typing in, Jaffrey?
Yes. Okay.
Good.
You can hear me typing. Gosh, it's thinking about it. So I must have spelled Jaffrey wrong because it's in.
Oh, Jaffrey.
No, I hit it right. Yeah. I hit it right. 788 miles.
And what was yours?
760 something.
Ah!
I guess it is, yeah.
But it's almost dead. I kind of figured. I'm thinking about it. I said, Ohio. I said, that's probably about the same distance for both of us.
Actually, it takes me an hour or less.
Wow. Really? Because I'm actually looking on the map now. I'm looking at the where you are, and your biggest problem is you got water to go around.
Yeah, yeah.
We've pretty much got a straight shot into it if there's a highway that goes that way.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Well, it has you taken
89 or
90?
90? Yeah, 90. 90 would work.
90 to 71.
Yeah. I don't know. That's another thing to think about. Because that's supposed to be the place.
For hams, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it seems that for a while there it was fading out, but now it seems to be coming back. So. But that's just a thought. You know?
I'm really perplexed at the performance of Safari while Hangouts running, though. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm on Safari, too.
I mean, everything else is running fast.
Really?
But if I try to do anything, well, is it just something with Google? Let me try getting to another web page here.
Uh-oh.
Nope, that's okay. Not there. That's not the...
I was going to say the show could be ending right now.
It could be. We'll see.
All I want to do is... write a check.
One item, 12. Oh, that's the wrong
one. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
See the man.
No, nobody's running back here yet. That's good. Okay, so yeah, what was I going to do before all this happened? I was going to go to another website.
Well, speaking of maps, and it was something we forgot to... It was the first thing on the list, and we skipped over it, was Apple. There's rumors that Apple may want to buy Waze.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And I'm like, really? I mean, Waze. I like using it as a map. I like the features there. People, report police and things like that and everything. And you get to see where traffic's slowing down and all that. That it really works great for that. But have you ever used Waze to get directions to go somewhere?
It's crummy.
It still tells me, and it's supposed to learn as it goes along. But I've been using it every day going to work now, probably for close to a year, and it still wants me to go up to Peterborough, make a left when I'm supposed to make a right, and go up to the circle, go around the circle, and then come right back down through the same intersection and go off to work. And then, again, at work, it wants me to make a left instead of a right, where you can actually, I see my building. It's right there. It's on the right. It makes me want to make a left, makes me go up, make a U-turn, and come back down. That's the directions I get every day when I go to work from Waze. And Apple wants to buy this technology?
Maybe it's still better than Apple Maps.
I did not think about that. I'm hoping it doesn't happen, because I like Waze for what it is, and I have a feeling that if Apple buys it, that could disappear.
And they could just kill it. Yeah.
Yeah, and Waze would disappear for a while, and then Apple would come out with bits and pieces of Waze, but probably not the whole thing. Not only that, but good for Waze. Waze said, I think they said they wanted $750 million for it, something like that. And Apple was only willing to give them $500 million, something like that. But I could be off on the amounts, but and Waze was saying no deal. So good for you, Waze. Keep it up, and... Geez, you know, spend some time getting your direction section working so that you can actually give us decent directions to someplace. Because otherwise, I use you every day. Not just for, but I don't use you for directions. If I got to really go someplace I don't know where it is, I pull up Google Maps, or I actually bring up Apple Maps too. So anyway, that's that. That was the other thing on the list of things to talk about this week. Yeah, wow. So we got a couple things we will have to think about. Field Day and Dayton and we could have quite a group there. I mean, Field Day for us would probably be it would be the same thing. We'd go up there and maybe make 5 contacts and just have fun.
Well, either Field Day, or if you guys want to come out in August, which is much better as far as the bug season is concerned, we can do the International Lighthouse Day.
Oh.
Because I'm the only one that has permission to operate from the Copper Harbor Lighthouse for radio equipment.
Really?
Yep.
Let's see, there's another thing.
So, no, that's a coveted place. Other people try to work it, but what they do is they cheat. They go up on a hill about 5 miles away where they can see it.
Right, and then they claim that they're there.
And one of the I don't remember which one, that there's the international and then there's the U.S. One of them allows you to work as the lighthouse if you can see it.
Oh, okay.
But we can actually operate from the grounds. I've done it before.
Don't you have to coordinate that so that there's only one person or one group running from the lighthouse?
Well, we can be the group that is at the lighthouse. I don't have to coordinate that at all.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, other people should be coordinating with you if they want to be the lighthouse. Huh, that's an idea too.
So I have activated that lighthouse in the past, and I've been bugged about it since. You know, can you do it again? Like, oh, I'm a little busy in August normally.
Well, that's an idea too. That would be kind of cool. Yeah, because it's pretty buggy in June.
Well, it may or may not be. There's no guarantee, but it's those last 2 weeks in June tend to be the peak of black fly season. You know all about black flies.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Your black fly season happens a little late.
Although the worst part, the absolute peak of black fly season is right during the UHF VHF contest weekend.
Oh, geez.
Just normally Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
There are people that go up on top of Brockway every year to operate that, and they look like, you know, the zombie undead afterwards if they haven't protected themselves against those black flies.
Jeez. Well, you know, the other thing we could do for field day is just kill the power in your man cave and then run it on a generator.
Yeah, yeah. We could do a Class D station.
That way we'd have the tower and everything, right?
Yeah. We could do the same thing with the top of Brock. Well, I don't know how much longer we'll be able to do that. We still might be able to do it this year, but I'm good friends with the owners of Brockway Mountain, but they're talking about selling it to a conservancy.
Really?
So, it's still going to be open to the public, but it may not be open to radio operation anymore.
Really? You wouldn't be, well, the conservancy wouldn't let you go up there and operate?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't guarantee that. Right now, I still have permission. Right now, I've got guaranteed permission until they sell the property. Now, the lighthouse I still have access to because if nothing else, I own property right next to it.
Ah, there you go. Well, we've got some opportunities.
Yes.
That's for sure. We'll have to check that out. We'll plan on that. So, I think we probably should wrap this up. We're running.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Lack of energy for me tonight here.
We're running a little over. To tell you the truth, I've been walking around like a zombie today myself. So, but, you know, they say, you know, like publish or perish, you know, it's the same thing. Podcast or perish. So we're right. Here.
Well,
we're podcasting.
Okay. I take your point.
Oh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Hey, not two shows since December 1st. Give me a break. I'm working on it.
I got to admit, your Christmas show was great. I really enjoyed that. And your show is one of the few podcasts I listen to at normal speed.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Because it's music.
Yeah, I got a lot of good feedback on that show.
Yes.
And I got a lot of good feedback on the National Canadian Day of Podcasting show, too.
Yes, that was good, too. But I'm missing my virtual Uper.
Yes, I'm working on it. Houston is aware of the problem, all right?
I need my Uper fix. I need my Uper fix.
Yeah, and I've taken lots of notes over the last couple of weeks too, so I do want to get that recorded before, you know, I get too far from the actual events here.
Yeah, yeah, but we're all busy. We know how that
is. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do have a musical guest tonight. It's the Hex Bombs, and their song "Bottles and Fists," and this is kind of a. I forgot to turn my mail off. You heard the giant ding. This is a headbanging song here. Josh would love it. Well, he'll still hear it. So, with that, we want to thank all the military out there, both CONUS and OCONUS.
Absolutely.
Thank you for what you do. Hopefully you'll be home soon. Hopefully this year we'll get you guys out of here and back home with your family and friends. Until then, please listen to us. And if we can do anything for you, you can contact us. You can contact me at BarryJ@QRMstudios.com.
And, or virtualuper@basti.com.
Right. And if you have any requests... or would like anything, just go ahead and email us and we'll do what we can do. So, with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from Mercy EMS, near the whatever it is airport, Houghton County, CMX, Canadian Mutual Exchange, I'm Michael, the Virtual Uper.
And we'll see you next week Here are the Hex Bombs.
He likes to drink, 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 drink. He likes to fight, 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 fight. He likes to drink, he likes to drink. He likes to fight, he likes to fight. Another bite.
Samson, speak. Good boy.